Now, Cubby's married. Brando's married. I'm not. And I went to dinner last night with a married woman, and I've done this numerous times. And Brando is absolutely shocked by this. Cubby is kind of indifferent based on the situation. But here's the story. My neighbor, Trish, is married to a guy named Bill. Bill works at home. But every once in a while, he has to go up to his home office in Iowa to meet with the big wigs in the company and all that kind of stuff. So he's usually gone for 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. Trish will always send me a message and be like, hey, Bill's out of town. Do you want to go to dinner? So I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's go to dinner. And she'll always send him pictures of like, oh, Spencer doesn't have a beard right now. Take a look. And then he's like, oh, my God, Spencer needs a beard. So he's fully aware that I'm out to dinner with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I brought this up earlier this morning, and Brando was like, I would never, ever go to dinner with some of my friends' wives.
No.
And never. Why is that? Like, what strikes you weird about that?
It's very weird. She's a married woman. Her husband is out of town. Why does she only go to dinner with you when her husband is out of town?
Well,
why don't you all three go to dinner?
Well, sometimes we do.
That would be okay.
She also calls when he's out of town and says, hey, would you like to go to dinner? Bill's out of town.
No.
She probably needs someone to go to dinner with. When Bill's in town, she has someone to go to dinner with.
She goes with someone that's not a single guy.
So can men and women not just be friends?
No, I think when Harry Met Sally took care of that a long time ago, we've established that that's not the case. Especially a married, if she was single and you were single and you guys just, you know.
Well, there's no question in your
mind.
Didn't have a romantic, but
you didn't have a romantic relationship, but you had some sort of kind of a friendship. Like, right. I would be okay
like
with that.
Like me and my friend Sarah?
Sure, that would make sense to me. I still think that there's probably something going on at some point, but whatever.
So you Why can do be you friends perfectly if you're fine. Single, it's but perfectly not friends fine. If you're married?
No, impossible.
Why do you always go to this dark place where all of a sudden somebody's always running around doing stuff?
Because that's what you're leading up to.
Like, no, that's just dinner.
No. Mm-mm. No.
You can't just have dinner. You and I couldn't go to dinner.
Not as, like, if we were neighbors and your husband left town and you wanted to go to dinner with me, I would say no.
but what would make it okay for you to go to dinner with
Cubby? You know.
Is it because you guys are colleagues?
No, I would say if it's something with, like, our kids. So if we're getting our kids together, like a play date sort of thing.
Let's say that you were the coach of her son's baseball team, and her husband was out of town, and after the game, your kids wanted to go to a pizza place, her kid wanted to go to the pizza place,
and then you sit
in the same booth, and that's okay.
Yeah, I would say that's okay, because it's just...
Kids are there to watch.
I'm not going out to dinner with some married mother. I'm just the chaperone for children, as is she.
Jerry,
and we happen to be in the same spot.
Jerry, how do you feel about this?
Brando's 100% right. That's why three out of four marriages are in divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the wrong place, the wrong time, hanging out with the wrong people.
Something is wrong there, right?
Yep.
Now, the only thing that I think is that you're both treating this like your wife is your property. That's how I feel.
No, not property. You're an equal.
Or like you don't have self-control, that you couldn't just go out with someone and not do something with them.
All right. Well, listen, Jerry, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. I think it's perfectly fine to go out and do that kind of stuff. I want to hear from other people. 314-969-1065. Is it okay for married people to go out with someone who's single of the opposite sex?